Baby Catherine was born at a time of change in Ireland. Many of the penal laws, which over the years had caused the poor Catholics great suffering, were just beginning to disappear slowly. The people took courage and began to ignore many of them. They had nothing much left to lose. They tried to get on with life as best they could. It was very difficult for a lot of people because they were desperately poor and so often hungry. Families were large, and those who rented land from landlords found that by the time they paid the rent, they had little left. The Catholic children had no schools to go to, and so most of them were unable to read or write. Indeed, many knew little about their Catholic faith. Some were fortunate enough to meet with a man like James Macaulay, who helped them in whatever way he could to understand and appreciate the faith of their ancestors. This was the Ireland that Catherine was born into and influenced by. She was fortunate not to know the awful misery of being hungry in her early years. Later on in her life, she was to experience her own kind of misery, which would have destroyed the life of many a young girl, but made Catherine into a most remarkable woman. Who would ever have thought that this little bundle of joy, snuggled up comfortably in her mommy's arms, would one day light a fire in people's hearts, a fire that would burn forever, not only in Dublin, Ireland, but all over the world. Special day. Make sure everybody has enough to eat. That's the most important thing of all. May Kelly scurried along the basement corridor and up the stairs which led to the elegant dining room. She was carrying two trays of her delicious apple tart, cut into thick, generous slices. All food portions in the Macaulay house were given in generous quantities, not just for family, but for the faithful workers and the poor who constantly called to the door. Overladen as usual, May, me old pet, Larry joked as they all but collided on the stairs. Funny man now, ain't you, Lar Kelly? If you're not careful, it's wearing this you'll be and not eating it, May retorted with a twinkle in her eye as she pointed a tray of apple tart in the direction of Larry's head. He ducked and blew her an affectionate kiss. Anyway, I thought you and Ned were gone to Queen Street to pick up the new nanny for the children. We were. We did. And we're back, all in one piece, complete with Molly Murphy. A grand woman she is too. Comes from the tenements at the back of Queen Street. She used to work for that Mrs. St. George, her ladyship's friend. May threw the eyes to heaven at the mention of Mrs. St. George, as if to say, God preserve us, and carried on with her trays of apple tart. The dining room table was filled with a banquet fit for a princess's birthday. And sure wasn't it just that indeed. It was baby Catherine's baptismal day. Her new birthday, and a cause for great celebration. Little did anyone know what God was preparing for this wee, helpless infant as the waters of baptism were poured on her tiny forehead. James Macaulay realized the importance of this day in the life of his little Catherine. Becoming a child of God had great meaning for him, and so he was delighted with the celebrations. Eleanor was thrilled with the glamour of the day. The well-off middle-class society with whom she mixed were always welcome guests at any celebration in her house. As she saw it, She could never quite understand her husband's strange behaviour towards the poor. They were forever around the place. If he wasn't feeding them, he was finding work for them. As for the children, well, he really went a bit too far where they were concerned. Bringing them around the house, not only to feed them, but to teach them about God and their religion, was more than she could take at times. But James Macaulay would not allow anyone to interfere with what he was doing. He was a Christian man, a follower of Jesus, and that was that. Eleanor knew she was never going to be a winner on this particular matter.